弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
1999年在土耳其发生了一个 7.4 级的大地震。
In 1999, there was a magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Turkey.
可以想象到在那个地方的话呢，许多的房子都倒塌下来了。你看这张图。
So you can see many buildings collapsed.
在发生地震之后，马上各国的救难人员呢，他们带着自己的设备呢，来到这个地方。
So shortly afterwards, rescuers from many countries came to participate in the effort.
他们呢到处呢去寻找那些存活的人。
Looking for survivors.
但是呢，在两天之后呢，他们呢在那个缝隙当中呢，看到一个不可置信的一个画面。
And 2 days later, through the gap in the rubble, they saw something unbelievable.
就一位母亲呢，她用手呢撑着地。背后呢，不晓得压了多少石头。
So a mother with her arms extended, and with her back holding up an incredible amount of rubble.
她一看到这些救难员，马上哭喊的说呢：“赶快救我的孩子！我在这里已经撑了两天了，快撑不下去了。
”So when she heard of the rescuers, she called out to them, saying, "Please rescue my child."I've been holding up for 2 days, and I don't know how much longer I can hold on.
那七岁的小女孩就在母亲这样子一个空间里头呢，躺在这地上。
So her seven-year-old daughter was lying in this little space that she had created.
就让女人看了吓了一跳，就赶快的、尽快的要挪出她身边的这些石头。
And so the rescuers were astounded, and then they worked as quickly as they could to remove the rubble.
但是石头是那么多那么重，没有办法了，很快的来到这个母亲的身边。
But they worked as quickly as they could, but they could not do it in time because the stones were very heavy.
救难行动从早上一直到傍晚。
And so the efforts continue from morning until late at night.
终于救难人员呢手能够够得到这个小女孩了，并且呢把她拉出来。
So finally, they were able to reach this little girl, and so they pulled her out.
但是这小女孩，她已经没有呼吸了。
Unfortunately, she was already dead.
母亲还是急切地问说呢：“我的女儿还活着吗？”
But the mother kept asking, "Is my daughter still alive?"
也因为是母亲，这个孩子呢还活着，是她能够苦撑两天的唯一的理由跟盼望。
Because for the daughter to be alive was her only hope to be able to hold on to these rubble for 2 days.
这位救难人员听了，他大声的哭说呢，对对对，他还活着，他还活着。
So the rescuer replied in tears, saying, "Yes, she's still alive."
我们现在呢，把她送到医院急救呢，然后再回头呢，也把你送过去。
We're rushing her to the hospital now, and then we'll come back to get you.
他知道。如果母亲听到女儿已经死的话呢，她一定会丧失那个她的求生意志。
Because he knew that if the mother learned that her daughter has passed away, she would lose all hope for living.
母亲会怎么样？她可能呢就松手呢，就让上头的石头呢把她压死。
So she might have let go and then just be crushed by the rubble.
所以呢，救难人员呢骗了她。
So the rescuer lied to her.
听了救难人员的话，这母亲呢，她虽然很疲倦，但是她很安心的，她笑了。
So after she heard what the rescuer had said, even though she was tired, she smiled.
没一会儿，他们呢就把母亲呢也送到医院去。
So shortly afterwards, they came back and rushed her to the hospital as well.
毫无疑问是这样子一个盼望支撑着这个母亲呢度过这样子两天的难关。
And so, without question, this hope was what enabled her to be able to do this for the two days.
我们晓得个人主观里头，我们有一些盼望，即使是那么一点点，有那么可能性就够了。
And so, subjectively, we know that even though the hope is the slightest hope, it's enough.
我们呢就可以呢，愿意呢继续活下去，就好像这位母亲一样。
And then we're willing and able to go on living like this mother.
但是客观的事实，这个盼望可能是盲目的。
But objectively, this hope may have been blinded.
就好像呢，这个女儿事实上她已经过世了。
like in this case of the daughter who had already died.
那么我们会问说是怎么样的盼望呢？不是盲目的呢？
So we need to ask what kind of hope is not blind.
罗马书五章第一节。
I mean Romans chapter 5.
我们既因信称因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。
It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
In verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
进一步到了五章第五节，他说盼望不自羞愧，为什么？因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Further in verse 5, it says, hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us.
因此呢，在主耶稣基督里的那个盼望是唯一真实的，而且呢是确定的。
So this hope in Jesus Christ is the only true hope.
那我们怎么样把一个客观的事实转变成一个主观的经历呢？
So how do we turn this objective truth into a subjective experience?
或者是说呢，更实际一点，我们怎么在盼望中呢来过日子呢？
Or more practically, how do we live within this hope?
好，我们一起来读彼得前书一章十三到十六节。先跟我用中文读，然后再跟 Larry 用英文读一遍。
So we'll read First Peter chapter 1:13 through 16, first in Chinese and then in English.
来，我们一起来读。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Read in English. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, Be holy because I am holy.
我们一起祷告。是的，父神，我们求你再一次开我们的心，让我们能够明白你的话语，更是让我们的生命因着你的话语得到改变。我们将祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。阿们。彼得，使徒彼得呢，他在这个信件的一开头他怎么说？一章三节，他说呢，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父，他承造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So early on in the letter, Peter began by saying, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hopeThrough the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得他晓得这些收信人他们所在的处境是怎么样一个处境呢？一章六节。
So Peter knew the situation of these recipients of the letter.
他说呢，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In verse 6 says, Through now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
那么我们怎么让这个刚才第三节所说的盼望在这个试炼苦难当中呢能够落实呢？
So how can we make this hope come true and within all these trials?
第十三节。
In verse 13.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
在原文里头呢，这个命令式的语句呢，是落在这个后头盼望这个动词里头。
So the original language, the imperative, falls upon this hope, which is a verb.
那副词专心的话呢，是要来用来形容这个怎么样去执行这个动词盼望的一个态度。
And to set your hope, it modifies this attitude to make this hope come true.
那如果呢，也是意思就是说，如果不盼望，或者是呢没有专心盼望的话，你过日子呢就没有活力，过日子呢就没有喜乐，没有稳妥。
And in other words, if you do not set your mind on this hope, your life will be without joy and without energy.
特别是在试炼苦难当中的时候。
And especially when one is going through trials.
那我们刚才说，这不是一个盲目的盼望，是因为呢，它有一个对象，什么样的对象呢？
And we mentioned earlier that this hope is not blind because it's set on this object.
是那将来必来到的主耶稣基督。
It's set upon Jesus Christ, which is to be revealed in the future.
同时呢，我们需要这个盼望呢，除了有对象之外呢，还要有那个内容，是怎么样的内容呢？
And in addition to the object, there's also a content within this hope.
就是末日主耶稣基督再来。给赏赐给我们那属天的恩典。
That is the grace to be given to us from heaven in the last days.
这个是确定会发生的。
And we have the assurance that this will take place.
那我们会问啊，那什么呢？是一厢情愿的呢
？So may I ask what does it mean to be single-minded?
是呢，那盼望。主耶稣基督没有应许的那个是一厢情愿。
Sometimes we could become single-minded on things that which Christ has not promised.
Or maybe wishful thinking.
Maybe wishful thinking.
那Jenny 跟我呢，我们都很喜欢孩子，我们呢盼望，我们是渴望有自己的孩子。
Jenny and I love children and we long to have our own children.
甚至呢，我们以前的伴侣过呢，从泰国呢领养孩子到这里来。
And we even try to maybe adopt children from Thailand.
但是神没有应许给我们。
But God did not promise us that and it did not happen.
如果呢，我们单单凭这样子主观的愿望想法的话，我们得要有孩子。我告诉你，我们的生活呢就会被这个所影响，被这个所决定。
So if we all we could see was we need to have children in our life, and we would be affected by this greatly.
那要专心盼望什么呢？
So how do we set our hope?
是盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Is to look forward to the grace that is given when Jesus is revealed.
我们需要再问一个问题，是一个怎么样的态度是专心盼望？
And so what kind of attitude do we need to have while we do this?
或者是说呢，一个怎么样的人在等候盼望的时候的话呢，能够得到这属天的益处？
Or what kind of a person can benefit from this heavenly blessing while he waits?
是约束心跟谨慎自守。
Here it says, prepare our mind and to be self-controlled.
它呢在语法上面呢都是用来修饰这个动词盼望。
And so to prepare your mind and to be self-controlled modifies this hope.
这个约束你们的心呢，在原文里头叫做呢束上你们心中的腰。
And to prepare your mind in the original language, it means to tighten the belt around your waist.
这个是一个隐喻的笔法哦，它意思糟糕了。那意思呢，就是呢，用一个带子呢，把你的腰束起来的意思。
And which literally means to tighten a belt around your waist.
但是呢，是束上你心中的腰。
But it says to gird up the loins of your mind or to tighten the waist of your heart.
为什么要这么做呢？
And why do we do this?
为什么在出埃及记第十二章十一节说呢？当腰间束带呢
？Why does it say in Exodus chapter 12 to tuck your cloak into your belt？
你有没有看到那个吃羔吃羊羔或穿上脚上穿鞋手中拿杖，是呢这些动词呢是表示什么，是准备好呢要随时呢采取行动的。
And so to eat this to eat the lamb in haste or to wear the sandals or to hold on to the staff, it paints a picture of one who is ready for action.
所以下一张图我们看到在，所以英文呢就把约束，下一张我们看到英文啊，英文就把这个约束你们的心呢就把它翻译出来，就是说呢准备采取行动。
And so in verse 13 we see that it becomes to prepare your minds for action.
同时呢，我们时常的去注意，并且保持这个带子呢是束得紧紧的，没有松弛，这个叫做谨慎自守。
And so we often pay attention to whether this belt is on tightly. This is also to be self-controlled.
刻意的去注意到自己的光景如何。
And to purposely pay attention to our situation.
要不然的话呢？很容易呢，就像金女跟我呢，我们两个人呢各忙各的。
Otherwise, it could be, for example, Jenny and I, we are busy with our own things.
虽然呢，我们是住在同一个这个房子里头呢，但是没有这种心灵的交流的话呢，就没有办法注意到对方的需要、对方的心境跟对方的想法。
So even though we live under the same roof, if there's no communication, then we would not know what each other is thinking about.
因此呢，这样子的一个谨慎自守，这样子的一个约束心呢，就是在试炼苦难当中专心盼望。
And so, to prepare our minds and to be self-controlled is to set our hope, especially in times of trials.
但是呢，事情呢不是这么的单纯，还有一件事情呢是需要刻意提醒的。
But it's not this simple. There's another thing that we need to consider.
第十四节
，in verse 14，
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
So it says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived.In ignorance.
我们要问的，那是什么时候开始做顺命的儿女呢
？So we ask, since when do we become obedient children?
不是我们出生的时候。
Definitely not when we were born.
也不是我们结婚生孩子的之后。
Nor when we get married and have children of our own.
而是呢，是在第三节他提到了。
But rather, as It is mentioned in verse 3.
他说父神他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
It says God and Father, in his great mercy has given us new birth through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以这个重生的话呢，是指那个从上而生，那个从灵而生。
So this new birth is from above. It's a spiritual rebirth.
不是在讲我们这个肉体从妈妈的肚子里头出来。
Rather than our fleshly body.
这样子的重生呢，叫我们这个躯体里面呢是一个新造的人。
And so within our body, we are a new creation.
当我们认罪悔改，相信接受耶稣基督做我们个人救主的时候，我们就重生了。
So when we repent and we accept Jesus Christ, we have a new birth.
当我们重生的时候，下一章第十四节就是我们就做了顺从神的儿女了。
And so when we go through this spiritual rebirth, we become obedient children.
这个形容词顺命，它不是在讲这个外表的行为。
And this word obedient doesn't necessarily mean external action.
他是在讲里头生命的那个特质
，but rather this characteristic within our heart.
因着重生，我们里头那个新造的有一个新造的这个本质，那个本质呢是顺从神心意的。
And this new, the nature of this new creation, wants to obey God.
所以不仅仅，所以我们不仅仅有这个肉体的生命，我们呢还有那个属灵的生命。
So in addition to our physical life, we have a spiritual life.
我希望大家能够记住，我们还有一个属灵的生命。当我们信主之后，一个属灵的生命在我们里头。
So I want us to remember that we have this spiritual life.
我们呢每天的吃喝拉撒是在维系我们这个肉体的生命。
So we eat, drink, and so on to sustain our physical body.
我们读经、祷告、灵修是在供应我们这个属灵生命的需要。
And when we have our devotions, when we pray, when we read the Bible, is to sustain our spiritual life.
我们在前天星期五晚上查经的时候，有人很坦诚的说呢，但是呢，我自己呢，并不是常常顺服神啊。
And this past Friday, during the Bible study, some people confessed that, you know, it's sometimes I just can't obey God.
我看别人也不是一样那么顺服神啊。
And when I look around, others do the same thing too.
使徒彼得呢，他也同意我们的看法。
And Peter agreed with this.
所以呢，在十四节下半段说呢，我回去前一章。回去前他就说呢，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
And so he reminded his readers, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
蒙昧无知呢，是指我们还没有认识神，我们还没有重生，我们不是新造的那个时候。
So this ignorance refers to the time when we did not know God, when we before we were a new creation.
我们的生长，我们的环境呢，我们受到家庭，受到社会的熏陶。
And we're influenced by our surroundings and our family and our society.
所以呢，我们不知道的情况之下呢，我们就建立起一种世俗的价值观跟那种习惯观念。
So in our ignorance, we form a certain opinion about life.
甚至呢，这个价值观呢，就进入到我们里头呢，变成一种潜意识。
And this value system certainly goes into our subconscious.
这种潜意识呢，就好像反射动作一样，没有经过大脑，就出去了。
It's pretty much like a reflex. It doesn't go through your thinking. It just kind of happens.
以前我在住在克利夫兰，俄亥俄州的克利夫兰。
When we used to live in Cleveland.Ohio.
每一年冬天的时候就下雪，就好像今年啊，下得特别厉害。
Every winter, there was a great amount of snow.
但是呢，还是一样，就开车呢去上班，去参加聚会，还是去购物。
But we still had to drive our cars to places to go shopping, to go to work, to church.
不像说这里呢是一点点雪呢就学校就停课了。
Like around here, the little bit of snow will shut down all schools.
我一次开车呢，就开到那个路上结冰，就开上去了。
And one time, I was driving on the road, and the road had frozen.
车子呢就打滑了，就往到那个反方向的车道就往那里滑过去了。
And so my car skidded towards the oncoming traffic.
反射动作是什么？
So what was my reflex?
就马上踩刹车，而且呢，方向盘呢就往右转。
Slammed on the brake and I turned away from the direction of the skid.
所以呢，就在路的中间呢一转的话，180度。
And I turned around. My car was 180 degrees.
就对着前面的那部车子就面对面的。
In my own lane, facing oncoming traffic.
就只有一个车身的距离而已。
And when I stopped, there was only a car length.
我跟你讲，那时候心呢吓得都差一点跳出来了。
My heart nearly jumped out.
还好反方向的没有车子，而且后面我从同一个方向的车子后面呢离我有一段距离。
Unfortunately, there was no traffic in the other lane, and the traffic behind me had a safe distance.
这样子是没有经过大脑的反射动作是很危险的。
So this kind of reflexes is extremely dangerous.
同样发生在我们身边有很多事情，我们的潜意识呢就好像这个反射动作一样，就出去了。
And similarly, when things happen around us, sometimes we go by reflex.
告诉大家一个你们都不知道的秘密。
I tell you guys a secret.
如果有人当着我的面说呢，哎呀，某某传道人呢，某某牧师啊，哎呀，真好啊。
If somebody tells me about some other pastor who is really good,
哎呀，他们多么样会关怀人啊，他们讲道的多么有能力啊。
Oh, they're so good in their preaching and they care for people.
哎呀，他的牧养很多人啊，他这个这教导呢，这个很有活力啊。
And shepherding a huge flock and his teaching is very very lively.
我的潜意识里头呢，就马上呢，我全人呢就笼罩在一种没有安全感。
I would instantly become insecure.
我浑身呢就不自在。
I would feel very strange.
可能呢你是不晓得。你是看不到我脸上的表情，但是我心里头哇转了转了转了。
You probably couldn't tell from my facial expressions, but my heart, I feel insecure.
这叫放纵私欲。
This is to conform to evil desires.
你说放纵私欲，放纵私欲不是贪婪，不是那种嫉妒怨恨吗
？So you talk about evil desire, doesn't that mean you know, being greedy or to hold grudges.
我们呢也可能会把这种骄傲、毁谤或生气呢，我们称这个叫做呢放纵私欲。
Or being prideful or anger.
没有安全感，这怎么叫做放纵私欲啊
？How can this feeling of insecurity be an evil desire?
路加福音啊，加拉太五章十六节他怎么说
？In Galatians chapter 5.Verse 16, it says,
你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
It says, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
没有安全感，不是出自于神圣灵，所以呢是放纵情欲。
And so this feeling of insecurity does not come from the Spirit, and therefore it's a desire of the sinful nature.
那只有顺着圣灵而行的话呢，才能够做到。不要效法。
And so only to live by the Spirit can we not conform.
你这个英文不晓得怎么翻了，中文说呢，放纵私欲的样子。
So in the Chinese it says that you have the appearance of obeying the evil desires.
这个呢就刚好衬托出前面所说的做顺命的儿女。
And this is in contrast of the phrase as obedient children earlier in the verse.
意思就是说呢，这种放纵私欲的话呢，不是出自那个顺命儿女那个属灵的生命。
And in other words, to give in to evil desires and does not come from this obedient life.
这放纵私欲呢，是出自于我们这个肉体的生命。
But rather, it comes from our flesh.Fleshly desires.
所以放纵私欲呢，不是这个属灵生命的一个表彰。
And so, in other words, to gratify the desires of the sinful nature is not a manifestation of your spiritual life.
而是呢，一个肉体生命的一个表现。
But rather, it's again fleshly desires.
所以呢，说是样子，就表示说呢，它不是它的，不是那个本质。
And so to say that it has the appearance of, it also means that in reality, that's not the nature.
所以如果说呢，你看到我摆一个臭脸给你看的话呢，我告诉你那个呢不是我生命属灵生命的本质。
And so if I, you know, show a bad face to you or give you some attitude, that is not the nature of my spiritual life.
这是呢我这个肉体生命的样子。
But it's rather it comes from my fleshly desires.
所以呢，请你们君子不计小人过哈。
So please don't hold this against me.
那但是即便是这个样子的话呢，彼得说呢，不要效法。
And so even so, Peter reminds his readers to not conform to the evil desires.
这个动词效法呢，事实上是一个被动时态。
This verb conform is actually.Mentioned in a passive sense.
也就是说呢，他告诉我们说，不要让这个肉体生命呢被这个世俗呢把它压到那个世俗的那个模子里头去。
In other words, it means to not let our life be squeezed into a mold by the world.
也意思就是说呢，大家怎么说怎么做，那我也呢受到影响，跟着大家怎么说怎么做。
So in other words, you know.Just because everyone says certain things or does certain things, I should do the same things.
当我们这样子做的时候的话，跟着的话，我们就被捆绑了。
Because if we do that, we are under bondage.
所以你可以看到，我们从小到大的话，很多东西呢，我们是被这个世界所捆绑的。
And so we can see in our own lives from childhood that many things are under bondage of the world.
所以呢，肉体情欲，这个肉体生命的放纵情欲的话呢，就是被世界捆绑了。
And so to give in to the desires of the sinful nature, means to be under the bondage of the world.
在盼望中过日子，有怎么样的态度呢？
And so what kind of attitudes should we have in this hope?
约束心，约束我们的心，谨慎自守。
Set our minds for action, be self-controlled.
你不谨慎的话，不谨慎的话呢，就效法这个放纵私欲的样子。
Because if we're not careful, we can easily give in to this, our evil desires.
我们需要刻意的去脱离这种放纵私欲这种世界的捆绑。
So we need to intentionally be liberated from the world.
那不要效法，事实上呢是一种消极的态度，一个方法。
And to say do not conform, it's sort of a pessimistic attitude.
那积极的态度跟方法是什么呢？
So what is the proactive attitude that we should have?
第十五节、十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So it says, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
我们在下一次联合主日崇拜的时候，我再来解释这一段。
And the next combined service, I will explain this further.
但是我们需要再问说呢，是人怎么样能够圣洁？
But we need to ask, how can we be holy?
是谁让你我圣洁？
Who enables you and I to be holy?
你我是第二节，是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
In verse 2 it says, we have been chosen.According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood.
那我们在盼望中过日子，应当是一个怎么样积极的态度呢？
So what kind of proactive attitude should we have?
既然是圣灵使我们圣洁，我们就顺从圣灵而行。
Just as Spirit has caused us to be holy, we need to obey and live according to the Spirit.
我们怎么样来回应今天的经文？
So what should we do?
向着标杆直跑。
We need to press on toward the goal.
我跟大家的孩子差不多，这个我国中的时候的话呢，也参加学校的这个鼓号乐队。
Now in back in junior high, I was part of the marching band.
然后呢，你知道每一个礼拜呢就要练习，然后呢排练队形之类的。
And so every week we had to practice to.Kind of our formations and so on.
一个在一个大操场里头，没有划线了、啊，你怎么知道说呢？我这样子走过去呢，这个线是直的呢，是直直的走过去呢
？So out in the field, there were no lines on the ground. So how do we know whether we're marching in straight line or not?
怎么会避免说呢，往旁边走的呢，或者是蛇形呢
？How do we keep from going off course or worse, snaking?
我们那时候老师告诉我们一个秘诀。
So the teacher told us a secret.
他就说，你要前面呢，你就抓住一点，你就眼睛呢就盯着他。
So pick some target in the distance.
然后你走过去的话呢，眼睛不要动啊，眼不是眼睛，盯着他不动的话，你走过去的话就是直线了。
So keep your eyes on this target and then walk towards it, then you'll be walking in a straight line.
我们要怎么过日子
？How do we live our life?
盼望主耶稣基督，盯住主耶稣基督。
Set our hope in Jesus Christ. Keep our eyes on Jesus Christ.
我们教会整体怎么样活出这个合一的身量呢？
And how does the church live in unity?
盼望主耶稣基督，盯住主耶稣基督。
Set our hope on Jesus Christ. Set our eyes on Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，父神，我们谢谢你，因为是你自己的恩典，叫我们能够领受耶稣基督。你也帮助我们，让我们。有这样子在盼望当中过日子，因为知道说呢，你耶稣基督呢会再来接我们，会再来带我们，让我们呢来领受那属天的福分。我们谢谢你，让我们衷心的等候来盼望，祷告祈求奉耶稣基督。 Amen.